This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you guys want to enter that contest, text the word ROCK to 20357. Text the word ROCK to 20357. For more info, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And this is a Live Nation show. Getting to some headlines here. Panthers back at it tonight. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final gets going at 8 o'clock. Paul Maurice, he says, this is from Jamison Olive's Twitter account, Sam Reinhart, Nico Mikkola, AJ Greer are all expected to play in Game 5 per head coach Paul Maurice.
All right, guys, let's not all get too excited. I think you're saying things, but your mic was off.
Can you just pot up Leroy? I guess you can't hear me on the talkback. I don't know why that's not working.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why that's not working, but Leroy was just... That's why. You were just sitting here lonely clapping by yourself, and I was in the talkback trying to tell you to pot up Leroy because he's talking, but his mouth's not moving, and I can't hear him. Twitch can hear him, but I can't hear him. So anyway, what were you saying, Leroy?
What are you doing, Marcos?
Yeah, what are you doing, Marcos?
I was just having a round of applause for our guys.
What a bum.
Okay. I say, you know what that means.
What does that mean, Leroy?
About to get physical.
Woo-wee! The polar bear is back.
Oh, the polar bear. The condor.
Condor, largest bird of prey. Wingspan, dude.
Wow.
Do you think Leroy would see him coming?
They're fast.
Like, come on.
No, and someone
like,
puts
I'm not saying stats. I'm quicker than that owl, but I'm saying if
they're
if a
known
bird
for being
prey,
silent, though.
Jennifer. Is a bird of prey going to sneak up on you?
Obviously not. She sneaks up on them.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person.
She's an assassin.
I'm just saying.
She's a professional.
Like, why do people think... Why do people think, I would be okay. Like, you would never be able to see it. No.
Right. I wish I had one final prayer before I said goodbye.
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay, dude. Just happened to die. I was bird sitting. He died.
It's just bad luck.
Really? See, what I seem to think happened is you went over to your boss's house, right? You were bird sitting. Okay. And I think, like, you took something, and then he was like, rat, thief, thief. And she's like,
I took something? Why would I need to
quiet him.
He had and has nothing to offer me, okay?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not that we know.
Never did.
Shams yesterday, he got everybody all in a tizzy. Now, he could just be, being a teaser horse here, but Shams was on the McAfee show, and he said that this is going to be the most craziest NBA offseason of all time. What does that mean? We're getting to Mar DeRozan.
Oh, God.
I don't know what that means, but I'm telling you right now. Hey, Riles. Riles, if you keep
me... Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Tobin. Don't be Bobrovsky. Riles, if this is the craziest offseason ever, and you keep me outside of the club, and I got nothing, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Go ahead, Leroy.
So...
You let him have it.
Is this an indication of where the Heat are? That there's going to be nothing but action and they can't really partake in it.
I know it sucks.
Because the one thing that all these other teams, here's why it's a problem. Because if the Heat had been honest 2 or 3 years ago, as far as where they were, instead of falling for the Tobin, right, then they would have been in a better position now. But because they kept selling to themselves that this was sustainable, now you're in a position now where you have no assets and you really don't have anything that you want to trade.
Not no assets. I mean, they have more assets than they've had in a long time, but they just don't have as many assets as some other teams that might get in the game.
Okay, so when I'm comparing you to the teams that are actually competing for these players in these trades, you have no assets.
We don't know. I mean, we need to see if, like, there's somebody who wants to make a stink to get to a certain place. We need to see if that's part of the equation as well.
I'm not talking about guys saying I want to come here, or guys saying, I'm just saying, for the Heat to be a part of all these, you know, all these conversations. I'm talking about the conversations that Houston can have. I mean, the conversations that, hell, even OKC can have. I mean, the conversations that all these other teams can have because of what they have on their roster and what assets they have. The Heat aren't going to be able to compete with that. So you're going to end up with others.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. It's one of those things, though, like if certain guys want to go to places, do guys want to stay in the West?
We're not including the player factor of what I'm just looking at.
We always have to, though. It's a players' league.
You do, but I'm just saying as far as what teams have to offer, the reason why the Heat don't have as much as these other teams is because they basically traded picks for guys who didn't necessarily. I mean, you traded a first round pick for Terry Rozier.
I know, worst move in franchise history. Whew. That one stings. It's like a nut shot. You never can see coming. He can always hit me with that one.
Well, it's your Leroy. Then you can see it coming. Jump out of the way, potentially do a backflip because he can see
it
coming.
Hold on. Whoa. Marcos, yes. Shut it. In all my life, in all my 57 years of living, right, I've never had a giant bug on my chest and then have a bird of prey come and pick it off my chest.
Luis puts it right, though, when he says, you brought up the Rozier trade, low blow. Like, you always got to bring, like, you ever have, like, a good friendship with somebody, but, like, if they always want to say, yeah, but you remember that one time that you puked on the refrigerator? And I'm just like, you always got to bring it up. It was freshman year, dude. Like, my friends would do that, where it's like, oh, yeah, you've gotten your life together. You think you're going to have the love of your life? What about that time that you peed on the stereo? Like, dude, it was like, I was a teenager. Give me a break.
12 years ago.
It was a hypothetical. It was a hypothetical. Hypothetical, of course.
I can't put nothing past you.
It was a PlayStation.
Ah.
My roommates.
Interesting.
Freshman year.
Wait, what?
PlayStation.
What? You did that or your roommate said that?
He did it.
Tobin, what goes through your head?
Nothing. I was.
Did the PlayStation see that coming?
I was blackout drunk, Jennifer. Nothing went through my head.
She's sticking up for the
PlayStation. I drank Cisco and Wild Irish Rose that night.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's like a gold college drunk. Oh, college drunk.
Speaking of.
You didn't care what you were drinking. You just wanted to say you was drinking liquor.
Speaking of rumors that are out there, this is a report from the Athletics. William Gilroy covers the Pelicans for the Athletics, and he says, I've maybe brought up the Zion Williamson thing, but it has been oddly quiet on the Zion front. And, you know, I was a little disappointed because the other day, Zion was Joe Dumars a happy birthday on Instagram. I was like, that doesn't sound like somebody who wants out. What the hell? Well,
maybe he just has respect for Joe Dumars.
Yeah, maybe.
It's quite possible. Like, guess what? I got ran out of town by Ozzy, but I would never say a negative thing about Ozzy Newsome, ever.
Anyway, William Gilroy does a mailbag, It said, "What are the what odds would you put on a Zion trade this summer?" He says, "Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way. Yes, the Pelicans were very intentional with the decision to make Williamson the team's onstage representative at the NBA draft lottery a few weeks ago. And Williamson's decision to be there was also intentional. Yes, it's very unlikely Zion gets moved in a trade before the 25-26 season starts. There's already been communication between Williamson, his camp, and Dumars on several occasions. All parties feel pretty good about where things stand with the Pelicans and a Williamson marriage heading into next season."
Boo!
Damn it, dude!
Boo!
Son of a...
Never wanted him.
Never wanted him, right? Never could handle Miami anyway.
Immature.
Immature.
Horny.
Getting into to drama with OnlyFans models all the time.
Fat.
Could be left with DeRozan.
Oh, what's God. In your eyes, Tobin?
Oh, mediocrity. I'm just the Chicago Bulls with a nice view.
Hey, can we let things play out a little bit before you start hyperventilating?
I wanted somebody to matter. What can a Damian Lillard
be? Hey, wait a minute. Wait. So, Marcos, J-Fit.
Oh, another season.
Whenever he would talk about all these names, and I would say, like, relax, dude. You got to let it play out. And everybody would call me Debbie Downer.
Topon loves jumping to conclusions.
Right. Now look at him. This is so not like you.
I'm so pathetic.
Why you can't let it play out?
I just want the offseason to start already. I'm sick of the Knicks.
Their offseason may start tomorrow.
That'll only bring me a little bit of happiness. Jaime Jaquez stinks now. Terry Rozier is investigated. Bam Adebayo. I don't even know what the hell he is anymore.
In love.
Except in love.
Tobin can't be broken.
Happy
Go in there, give him a hug, Marcus.
Personal life.
The Heat have broken this man so many times this year.
And Giannis is going to go to the Rockets, and Katie's going to go to the Spurs. And what do I have, Riles?
Hall of Famer.
Got a coach who hates your most athletic player. At least Pelle Larsen's handsome.
Oh, true.
We will always have that.
When he's not out there doing the Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Anyway. Never wanted Zion anyway. What do you think about Ja?
Here we go. Now that's mature.
Dunks, 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 dunks,
yeah.
Hey, dunks, don't forget the injuries.
Oh, yeah, that too. Ah, man. Don't tease me like that, Shams. Huh?
Lightsaber. That'd be cool.
He just goes to futuristic weapons.
It's nice.
Ja, what were you doing there? Oh, it was a blaster. It wasn't a gun.
Oh, no. Different. Completely.
You didn't hear me go pew, 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 instead of pow, pow.
Difference. Gotta listen.
If he did some crap like that, I'd just suspend him for the year.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, I guess I can unfollow Zion on Instagram. Mm-mm.
That's so petty.
See you, dude. See,
but knowing Tobin, though, it's not only Zion. It's also Zion's uncle, Zion's eighth grade middle school coach.
See you, dude.
His father's barber.
Not wasting my time anymore with him.
Zion's barber's father's uncle said that.
And now to follow Lauri Markkanen.
There you go.
Finish Michael Jordan.
Oh, great.
So, Tobin.
What?
Why can't you just wait and see?
I just want the... Because it's not here.
You clearly have no idea.
I just want it to be Christmas already. Like, let's get to it, baby.
But it wouldn't be able to happen now until the finals over anyway.
Oh, it's such a waste of time. Who cares between these two teams? I mean, good basketball, but enough already. I want the offseason to start. And Shams says it's going to be the most craziest. And I'm going to end up with nothing. Shams already gave me my gift 2 years ago, and we botched it.
What was that?
Damian Lillard. We would have saved his Achilles. It's probably that stupid Milwaukee weather.
What about the That's blood clots?
Is that science?
Yeah. You're a pessimistic pony now. That's what they've done to you.
Oh, somebody said, you know, Lauri Markkanen only played 47 games last year and averages 50 games a season. Why do you always...
Lauri Markkanen was intentional.
Want guys who don't play.
Lauri Markkanen was intentional. Yeah, Lauri Markkanen was intentionally tanked last year. That's why, because they wanted to get Cooper Flagg. Don't read into it. Mac-man, stupid name. What are you, Conor McGregor? Go get your life together. Stop listening to our show.
Wow.
Got a lawsuit yet?
Unless you're not Conor McGregor, then keep on listening. See, Conor McGregor's going to buy OnlyFans. I can't think of anybody less.
Can I say I'm rats off a ship?
There's nobody who needs to be owning OnlyFans less than Conor McGregor.
Yeah, there should be some sort of background check that prevents him. I think there has to be one or two things that should go ahead and separate him from being able to own that.
Like, he has access to all the nudes.
That's not good.
Not a person you should have.
He just sounds like
we just buying it for access.
That's strange.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to the WQAM contest page at WQAM.com. And enter. You must be 21 or older to win and attend.
You were playing that song, right?
Yes.
Tell me what Michael Jackson says.
Do this bit again.
You know, when he starts singing the chorus.
Mama say, mama sa, mamaku sa. I don't know if that's right, though.
No. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop.
There's no way. It doesn't say that. It doesn't. I refuse to accept that. I'm going to say, what is it? I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm not going to stop.
Is this where you're going to do the volcano thing again?
Volcano!
No one.
Dolphins practice has come to an end. Omar Kelly, who's doing all week, filling in for the Joe Rose show.
Oh.
Omar Kelly tweets, very physical practice today.
Hold on.
Whoa. Let me finish, please. Very physical practice today. Jaylen Waddle was the star of the show.
Ooh.
Woo!
Football.
Like that. It's time for him to take a step
he's
up.
He's playing to idiots like you.
What?
Because ain't nobody in hell think a physical football practice without pads is possible.
No, you can get physical.
Hold on. Also, Travis Wingfield from Dolphins.com. Dolphins practice is over. In his opinion, he says, my top performer, Chop Robinson.
Ooh.
Says he had a sack in the first team period where he double swiped
back with no pads.
The tackle.
Get the hell out of here.
Bent the edge and was in for a sack on Zach Wilson in less than 2 seconds. Now, do you think he's doing Mississippi? You think he's got a stopwatch? What do you think he's got there?
Stopwatch. How do you do a double swipe? Can you show me a double swipe?
Leroy, please.
How do you double swipe? What do you mean? What does he mean by that?
So, when the offensive line, you ever notice?
Hands out. Job,
Marcus, let me explain
got
something
him,
to
got
you.
Got him. We got him. Mm-hmm. We got him the football.
You know when offensive linemen do this? Why they keep doing that?
Yeah.
Just leaving. So, the defense times it up. When they put their hands, they do the double swipe, chop those hands down, and then go around them. That's all it is.
I would see them do that, and I was always wondering why.
Because you don't want to leave your cookies in the jar.
Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Right.
You put it out there, easy. Easy work.
I cannot believe.
Double chop.
I cannot believe.
Choppy chop.
For the life of me.
Wow.
That you've been watching football your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And you get excited about a team who has been known as being soft.
Yeah.
Somebody saying they're physical without pads. You know what?
Why?
I talked a whole lot of trash when I knew I couldn't get hit.
I'm just showing what Omar told
us. When you can get knocked out, zip it.
I don't feel like Omar's easy.
I didn't talk trash during the game. I didn't talk trash during the game.
I don't feel like
in practice, when I knew I couldn't get my knees taken out, I knew I couldn't get clotheslined. Yeah, I was talking trash.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Omar's easily impressed, you know? Like, he's seen a lot of football.
He's one that likes the trenches.
Would you say, and to the jackass that said NBA don't wear pads and they call it physical, they're starting to wear thigh pads. And physical for them is a little bit different because you never put on pads. But a team who has not been known as very physical to be called physical and you ain't even in pads yet is insulting. It is. We'll see when you can get busted in the mouth how physical you are.
Wow.
You can't be physical without pads.
Miami Herald, they write also, is this Omar who wrote this? And Isaiah Smalls. It says, there were some growing pains for rookie second-round pick Jonah Savainaya. Matt Dickerson beat him for a sack. Hey, listen, you got to walk before you can crawl, you know, dude? It's all good.
Can I just...
Not calling him a bust quite yet.
Can I add just a little side note?
Yeah.
You know what's the most annoying thing that I experienced in football?
Me?
No. You're not even close. Is when guys give maximum effort when they can't get hit. Right?
Mm.
Then they get pads on and get knocked the hell out.
Ooh. So, rookie running back Ollie Gordon has good speed and showed an ability to turn the corner on outside runs.
Hey, man.
Because he can't get hit.
Ollie Gordon is my steal of the draft.
Hey, by the way, I was fast as hell, too, when we weren't getting hit.
Hmm.
Not me. Still slow.
Oh, really? Because you started today's day when you were in your chair going, look at me.
Oh, that's different. That's agility. Look.
Oh, there he goes.
We can't even see anymore. Look at that.
Look, he's so fast.
He's a flash.
If you guys want to go see Shakira right now, caller number. Well, it's your favorite singer, JFig. Who do you want to see?
I was waiting for that. Let's give it to caller number 5.
Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Shakira at Hard Rock Stadium on June 7th. If you guys want to go see Shakira, caller 5 to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 5 wins a pair of tickets to see Shakira at Hard Rock Stadium.
The phone, you have to say Shakira, Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
Wow.
According to Tobin.
Everybody does it.
Everybody caller number it. 5 does not say that, then you have to go to caller number 6.
Wow.
I hope you're listening.
And then you got to say,
la 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 la.
Oh, yeah.
You have to keep on singing the song. It's not.
It's a Live Nation show. Caller 5 to 305-567-056. He wins the tickets.
You were in Liz for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
So sorry.
Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Just came back with some Michael Bolton.
I don't understand why.
Just not good at my job.
Oh, man. The Panthers are back at it tonight. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final. This is some exciting things right here, dude. All right? The Panthers, according to Katie Engelson from Scripps Sports, Panthers sideline reporter, she says, I can confirm the same Florida Panthers group that went to Dairy Queen the night before game 2 went to Dairy Queen last night before game 5.
Whoa, I thought that was a lie.
Wow.
More Dairy Queen?
More Dairy Queen, dude.
Can't have enough blizzards, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
I gotta tell you.
I love me a blizzard.
I love a blizzard. No. Cookie dough?
Leave
no. Wait,
is there one close to the station? We should all go in with blizzards.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't feel
there's
like
there's one right by my house.
Dairy Queen doesn't seem like a Dade County thing for some reason. I don't know why, but it just doesn't.
No.
It's probably also not open around the time that we go in, so I don't mind.
It's as close as
you can always Uber it.
Closest Dairy Queen's in Miramar, just under 10 miles away. From the station.
Huh.
There's one, yes, right by Leroy's house.
Will it still be a blizzard?
No. It'd have to be a post-game trip.
I can put it in my cooler and pick one up in the morning.
It's very nice of, that means Nico Mikola went to Dairy Queen. I think it's very nice that they serve a polar bear there. And
yeah.
Oh, I don't even know if they're open. They don't open till like noon, right? Yeah,
Dairy Queens? I don't know. I don't know what their maneuvering is in that whole regard.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, when you go into a Dunkin' Donuts, sometimes a Dunkin' Donuts has a Baskin Robbins in it.
Ah, yes.
That's something, man. Once again, if you guys want to win your Post Malone tickets, you can text the word ROCK to 20357. Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you want to win those tickets, text the word ROCK to 20357. And if you want more information on this show, go to WQAM.com. Message data, it's applied. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. Miami Dolphins have wrapped up their first or their second day of OTAs. But first, this was with the media watching today. And the man who got the orange jersey today. Storm Duck.
Storm Duck, huh?
Storm Duck.
Back-to-back days at a cornerback earned.
That's true.
Look at that.
That's true. You know what that's telling me?
They're trying to pump him up?
Trying to pump him up, Leroy!
Exactly what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, you need to pump him up because I think ESPN said yesterday they had a whole breakdown of a bunch of stuff, 100 days from the NFL, and they said that when Jalen Ramsey gets traded, the Dolphins secondary is going to be in the running for the worst position group in all of football.
Yikes.
I was like, geez.
Yeah, but if they but here, understand this. If that front four gets after the quarterback, you won't realize it.
You've always said that. You've said that secondary can be masked a little bit by a great front.
Right. Like you can't cover up a bad front by having a great secondary. Because if they don't get after the quarterback, nobody can cover anybody for 5 seconds running around willy-nilly back there.
Tyreek Hill speaking to the media. It says, Alan Pupar from SI.com says, Tyreek Hill says he's down to 183 pounds. He was 197 when he first joined the Dolphins. So he's slimming up. I also don't believe anything he says.
You know, I'm just like, I don't even know what that means.
You just can't trust him.
I really don't.
You just can't trust him. Cam Wolf says Tyreek Hill says he's recovering well from wrist surgery. He's had issues with both wrists, but mainly the right one that has a protective brace. He says he's hesitant to get surgery, but is happy he did it. Has a lot to prove. He's aiming for 2,000 yards again. Well, at least he didn't think about doing both wrists at the same time like somebody else I know.
Someone I know.
First of all, you guys are soft.
No.
All right, let me put that out
I here. Beat science.
Right? You ain't beat science.
Beat dude. Science, too.
And so I know that I'm going to have him fixed. I wanted to get it out of the way and be done. However, I will admit this. When I went for my follow-up and the doctor said, when would you like to schedule your other thumb? I told him to kick the sharpest of rocks. Because doing one thumb was brutal.
It was something. That was a hell of a recovery for you, too.
Yeah. Plus, I'm going to just go ahead on and be candid about this. The right hand, I don't know. I'm not an ambidextrous wiper.
You got the left one?
Wow.
I got the left one done. But if I get the right one done and I got to go left, I don't know how that's going
to
work out.
You need to get a bidet.
Yeah, I've never had to go.
Bidet time.
No, that you still, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're a little.
Splash weird. City. Easier clean.
Listen, I don't.
Every day. Every day we learn more and more.
I did not agree.
That's Splash like, City. Okay, that's real life situations.
It's gross.
Like, you can say
very
whatever
glad
you
that
want.
We are so open to discussing them.
We are open with everybody.
Yes.
We're close.
Another person who's close, Mike McDaniel. This was him on the team attacking the off season with enthusiasm. That's what he had to say.
I think it's, I think there's no shortcut for the answer to that equation. There's no easy put a poster on the wall. You have a team, this 2025 team I've been with for 5 weeks, and with their daily investment across the board, with the attendance and the vigor that we go about each and everything, I can tell where their minds are at. And you don't fix something by bitching about it and complaining about it. You fix stuff with actions.
Wow, potty mouth Mike McDaniel.
What was the question again?
I don't know, something about off-season. In fairness, though, hold on. Mike, I love you. You know, you got to show us something, but I love you.
Hey,
hold on.
He did throw up a word salad.
You can't say you can't throw a poster on it when you're the guy who has the I wish it was hotter shirts.
That's true.
Like, you're Mr. Shirt guy. Like, you are Mr. Stick a poster on it, have my meetings at a certain time. So all that's out the window. The marketing department can take the year off, is what you're saying? Mm. It's all about football.
Can't be cute anymore.
No more cuteness.
No.
All right, I like that, though.
He's a changed man.
By the way, jukebox, cut it out.
What did he say?
That's why you got to be a switch hitter.
Oh, yeah, you got to be a real Carlos Beltran on the throne.
Le, lo, lo, le, lo, le. Oh, I can't believe I made caller number 5. I was like, let me hear a little, little.
Did they do it?
They did.
They won those tickets. Who won the tickets?
Yeah, that.
I kind of wish that you recorded it.
Felix out of Miami Gardens.
All right. Congratulations to Felix. We'll have more Shakira tickets to give away for the rest of the week. And we will hopefully have tomorrow a big-time Cats celebration as the Florida Panthers look to go top hats and monocles tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Hockman and Crowder, they're going to have more coverage for you as we count it on down to the monster showdown in Raleigh, North Carolina, between the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Darius Rucker, you chose your side, dude. You could have stayed all South Florida. We get it. You got to go with your Carolina Hurricanes. Ridiculous. I mean, like Aho would ever be in Dolphins Make Me Cry, would ever be in a movie, in a music video
you
for him.
You said that about Marchand, so relax.
I have seen a lot of Mitch Marner rumors, by the way. I mean, like, if anybody, you know, but I think it means we have to lose Bennett, which, you know, I'm not losing my Peaky Blinder.
Definitely
not.
Well, he's a free agent, so you might lose him just because.
Someone's going to throw the bag at Sam Bennett, and I don't know if we're going to be able to kill him. Someone's going to throw the bag at him, J-Fig. Like, they may pay him like $12 million a year.
A little on the cheapskies.
I don't know if he's going to stay for the cheapskies. What are you going to do if he's the number one? If he ends up winning another Stanley Cup, somebody's going to be like, I'm going to pay Sam Bennett whatever
he wants. I cannot handle somebody else leaving. Okay.
Well, that's how it works, J-Fig. People pick away from the champs. The thing is, it seems like a lot of people want to come here. Anyway, task at hand. Game 5 tonight. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Whoops.
Are you okay?
Oh, man.
You're barking down the wrong tree.
Spaghetti.
Volcano.
Hope you mother have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.